Are we on the show? Welcome to the show. Pinpoint Side, Jeremy from Kentucky. You are Tuesday night broadcast on Republic Broadcasting Network. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button, send some much needed fundage, keep free speech alive. It is free speech that you are purchasing, and we need it more than ever. Call it in 1-800-724-2719, extension 3. Break out that boomer checkbook, mail it in to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And we are here on your Tuesday night broadcast, the dynamic duo. You know my guest. You know the caliber of the man of which I share this broadcast with on Tuesday night.
What are you?
You know.
I'm Batman.
I'm a man who discovered the wheel and built the Eiffel Tower out of metal and brawn. That's what kind of man I am.
Holy, here we go again, Batman. Holy whiskers! Holy birthday cake! Holy headache!
Holy ball and chain!
Holy triple feature! Holy slip disc!
That's right. That's right, the dynamic duo. He once made Chuck Norris blink during a steering contest. He once got into a bar fight with Big Jim Walker and Bad Bad Leroy Brown with one arm tied behind his back and beat them to a pulp. Weighing in at 254.555 pounds of political science analyzing brawn and standing well over 6'4", Dr. Patrick Slattery. Patrick, welcome to the show.
Hey, cat lady. We'll make out later.
Oh, has it started already? Okay.
Are you talking to Catwoman?
Yeah. I call her Cat Lady. It's got like a pet name for her.
Did you dump Cat Lady once more join us during this broadcast?
You gotta have priorities.
I appreciate it. You're a real bro. You're my bro to Zaffa. You have transcended the political analysis, nirvana, and you have chosen to stay behind to show us the way. We appreciate that.
All right. Well, that's what I'm here for.
Well, good. Shall we start with Israeli spyware?
We probably have already started with it a long time ago without knowing about it. But are we surprised? Are we surprised?
They're documenting our every word. I wanted to focus on Pegasus spyware, and this is from a Forbes article that I sent you. Pegasus spyware has been in the news over the last week, with many people fearing the NSO group made malware could be hiding on their phones. Pegasus is even more scary because it's invisible and difficult to detect and remove. That almost sounds like the coronavirus.
Yeah, you can spread it without symptoms, and you don't get natural immunity after you recover from it, and it kills grandma and everything else. It defies gravity too.
This article in Forbes says that this spyware might be a little bit easier to detect because iVerify has added the capability to detect Pegasus to its smartphone app. I don't have that app, by the way. But in a tweet, Ryan Stortz, security engineer at the firm Trail of Bits, who leads the verifying development of iVerify, said, "Just released iVerify 20.0, which now tells you if it traces and detects Pegasus." I'm not believing it. Anyway, Amnesty International has also released a tool that it says can detect Pegasus, available on GitHub, but it's difficult to use, especially if you aren't very technical. Anyway, we could go on and read this article, but why do we care? Israeli spyware through Pegasus on all of our phones, and possibly sold to China? I don't know. It almost sounds to me like they're telling you the scare, which is the spyware, and then they're selling you the solution. Could it be the same people providing the problem and both the solution? That's my question.
Well, it wouldn't be the first time. Benjamin Fulford used to work for Forbes magazine. He was a Asia bureau chief. And he says, and this was when he was talking about this when he was a mainstream reporter. And he had gone to Manila to trace down these, virus hackers or whatever. What he found out was the same people who were making the virus were also making the antivirus software. Mm. And when you think about it, who would be in a better position to make antivirus software than the people who are making the virus, right? So,
yeah.
Now the thing is, Forbes would not let him run that story because the antivirus software company was an advertiser in Forbes magazine.
Oh. The plot thickens.
Been about 20 years ago. Pegasus, well, okay, so we know from 20 years ago, Carl Cameron's reporting with Brit Hume, shortly after 9/11, Israeli companies were, even 20 years ago, the billing and metadata for the big telecom companies, for AT&T and Verizon, was being outsourced to these Israeli companies. I mean, Israel is the startup nation. They have a lot of tech firms, but those tech firms are very conveniently positioned in parts of the tech industry that spies would most like to gain access to. And so you've got Israeli firms. A lot of major university medical systems were using Israeli firms to manage their patient, you know, health data databases. So this has been going on for a long time. My Aunt Helen, I think she was not too far off the bat when she said that she thought she was being spied on through the sockets, the electric sockets in our house. And I have to say, actually, it's great Aunt Helen. We called her Aunt Helen. And she was probably, she probably wasn't right, but she wasn't that far. She wasn't right, but she was ahead of her time. That's what I'll say.
Maybe not totally wrong.
Well, in 1965, they didn't have the capability to do that.
Yeah.
But they do now.
Yeah, any device you have in your house, smartphones, just always assume that you're being spied on. Article reads, Pegasus takes advantage of so-called zero-day vulnerabilities in software, which means the issue hasn't been patched. In the past, Pegasus reached people's smartphone via a link they had to physically click on, but now the spyware can make it onto your phone without you even interacting with it via a so-called zero-click attack. This could be a WhatsApp that you didn't even have to answer. So, yeah. I know there's a lot of listeners.
Regarding this software potentially being sold to the Chinese, I just want to go on record and say I'd rather be spied on by Chinamen than Jews.
I would welcome our Chinese overlords.
That would be, I just keep going back to that Murdoch episode where they're walking around, they're second-class citizens. There's all these Asians everywhere, they're second-class citizens, and they say, isn't this great? It's so much better than being a sixth-class citizen.
And in order to do this show, I need a smartphone. So we're being spied on. We know it. We got a lot of listeners, though, that pretty much have landlines, and they're not tapped in to this spying apparatus. So good for you. If you're not tapped into it, we're putting ourselves out there, Patrick.
Yeah. Well, Hopefully, you know, maybe the Chinese will win out and I'll get some cush position in the Chinese occupation government. That's why I'm studying Chinese. My pronunciation's bollocks, so I'm doing my best.
I study Wing Chun.
That'll help.
Everybody have fun tonight.
That's right.
Everybody Wing Chun tonight. No, it's very no-nonsense, straightforward martial arts that focuses on centerline attack and defense. It's pretty good. I've sparred with men that have black belts in karate, as well as taekwondo, and it's never failed me.
Yeah, did you see any of the taekwondo in the Olympics this week?
No, how did that go down? I need to look that up.
I didn't see it either, but I did hear about it, and it was supposedly very boring. Just...
Do they have masks on?
Down, lots of kicking.
Did they wear masks?
They wear chest protectors, they wear helmets, and they're electronically fitted, and you have to hit pretty hard for to register a point.
Yeah, that whole thing is about points. We trained just straight up, no pads, no helmets, like straight up full contact sparring. That's the way to go. But one of my students, you know, then did have to go into a tournament, a taekwondo tournament, and it sort of messed him up. The way we sparred, you know, and then the way he had to register points in the tournament. Kind of a different world.
It is a different world. Points are different, light contact and full contact, it's all different. But anyway, anywho... Pegasus.
Yeah. I guess the Israelis are spying on us, and it's sponsored by our own government.
Well, so Dr. Duke a year or so ago was, I can't remember exactly what he was reading from, but Bill Clinton had been spied on, and I guess the Monica Lewinsky business was part of it, but they had his phones tapped. Israelis.
Wow, that was the 90s. Was that 30 years ago?
It was 25 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah, what can they do now?
Well, what have they done in the meantime? And, you know, 2 years ago at this time, if you turn back the clock 2 years ago, I was pushing very hard the case that the Epstein business could just bring down the whole house of cards, because what the Epstein business was, I didn't even think it was so much blackmail. I thought it was basically initiation. But even leaving that debate behind, if regular people would just look at it and say, well, why is it that... you know, these Jews or the Israelis or, you know, the Mossad, Epstein worked for the Mossad. Why do they need to control our politicians? Why is it they need to control our politicians? You know, whether it was through blackmail, whether it's through initiation. I think that these people, for the most part, willingly had sex with underage girls on camera as an initiation, knowing it was an initiation, so that they would get more than just, you know, the APAC level donations, that they would get bigger boosts in their career. But they had to provide something. They had to give compromising material. I don't think it was taken secretly.
Right. And you had Julian Assange exposing the Podesta emails, Pizzagate. And, you know, if people don't want to go down the dark corridors of Pizzagate, I mean, you've got the whole Epstein thing. I mean, that's all verified. Why should I not believe that Pizzagate isn't real? Why should I believe that it's not real? It is real. Israel?
Israel? Oh my God. You just blew my mind.
At any rate, I mean, yeah.
Here's a little anecdote for you. A few years ago, I was in a Chinese restaurant. It wasn't a pizza shop, but it was a Chinese restaurant. And it was about 8 blocks away from the Comet Ping Pong. It was up in Northwest Washington, near Silver Spring, near Silver Spring, Maryland, which is, it's like 8 blocks away, 10 blocks away. It wasn't far. And it was, what was grossing me out was there was this man who was in his early 30s, and he had some Oriental boy who might have been 12, who was wearing like a dog choke collar. And he was like making out with him in a booth in a restaurant in public.
Sick.
And I know. I wanted to get up and say something, but you know, like that crowd, that what would it be, P.F. Chang? Is that the name of that chain restaurant, P.F. Chang's? That crowd there would have been on his side. It would have been on his side. And also, I have bigger fish to fry than just with some stray creep in Northwest Washington, D.C. But yeah, it was really gross. And that, you know, it's in the neighborhood.
Well, yeah, so, I mean, Pizzagate, probably real. And Epstein, definitely confirmed.
Yeah, but, I mean, Pizzagate, maybe not all the details, but probably there's a lot to it, and there may be some details that we don't know about that are just as bad as the fake ones we do know about.
Right. Yes. Shall we seg you on to typhoons in China?
Let's seg you.
I just sent that in the group chat because the Washington Post article that I sent you in the prep is trying to get you to subscribe. And it's being really gay. Anyway, from the AP, typhoon hits China's east coast, canceling flights. Beijing typhoon hits China's east coast south of Shanghai on Sunday, after people living near the sea were evacuated, airline flights and trains were canceled, and the public was ordered to stay indoors. The typhoon made landfall in Zhelesan. I hear the break. Did we go through the break?
We went through the break.
We'll be back on the other side of the break on In Plain Sight. Winter's in your eyes. I can feel the thunderstorms inside.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Awake every morning and the cold winds cover me. All I've got's a ghost of what could be. If you could see the lights shine in front of me.
Okay, we're back. In plain sight. Dynamic duo. We segued into typhoons on China, talking about the typhoon made landfall in Zhoushan in the Zhejiang province. What do we make of this? Is this just random typhoons? Or does HAARP have something to do with it in Jews controlling the weather?
Yeah, I was going to say either it's a man-made global warming or it's the Jews controlling the weather, one or the other, because nothing could just happen naturally, right? Nothing can just happen. If it happened, somebody had to cause it. This is the typhoon season in that part of the world, and you get a lot of these. I don't know if this was in your news feed. Maybe it's a real big one that's going to cause some damage, and those things happen. Katrina some years ago. We get these in the Gulf, and it's certain aspects are predictable. You have a monsoon, which is caused by the massive size of the Eurasian landmass and the bellows effect of air getting hot and cold at night over this, Central Asian desert, and sucking in air as the air is going up. It's getting hot. You get this like giant thermal in effect from Central Asia, sucking in air from the coasts and producing typhoons and cyclones on the Pacific and Indian coast. But at any rate, so there's a couple of things, right? So one is, I've been talking about this meme of the Gromit mug, right? The Gromit is a clay animation dog from the Wallace and Gromit cartoons, animated little short movies. And so there's a picture of a Gromit mug, and it says, which would you choose, Gromit mug and racism? And 91% of the people choose the Gromit mug. Why wouldn't you? And here's the thing. So global warming and white genocide, which would you choose? So like if they're going to be genociding us, I think the global climate change is real, but I just don't have time for it while they're genociding us. Stop genociding us and then we can talk.
So the global warming, I mean, I can't, normally I would be in the camp of global hoax, and there is a hoax going on. They're using the very real global warming, and instead of coming up with viable solutions that would benefit mankind, they're doing gay stuff like, oh, look at the corona lockdowns and how we eliminated a certain percentage of carbon emissions. Uh-huh. Maybe we should do lockdowns in the name of global warming.
Yeah.
That's damaging society. Like, that's not helping. So as a Christian, you know, I openly admit that since the Industrial Revolution, I do believe that man has caused, you know, man-made global warming is a thing, global climate change, whatever you want to call it. But on the other side, you know, God controls the climate and the situation on Earth. You had the little ice age that happened, you know, before the Industrial Revolution. What is it, between, it was a couple hundred years, and it went on up into the 1800s, where you had low solar activity, and you had a very, very cold climate globally. During this time, the Stradivarius family in Italy created these incredible instruments, you know, cellos and violins. And the wood grew so densely that it had a very unique sound to it. Mm. And so Stradivarius instruments are worth lots of money. So my point is that God could reverse this man-made global climate very easily. You know, the climate has changed for thousands and thousands of years of recorded human history, and it could be reversed. So while I do accept the premise that there is man-made, you know, because of the Industrial Revolution and so on, the climate has been altered, I do not accept the premise of the elites and how they've decided to handle it.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's destructive to us, they could come up with much more beneficial plans that would benefit humanity, and they don't. You see what I'm saying? That's where I'm at on it.
Yeah, and so maybe God could reverse it very easily. Humans maybe can't reverse it quite so easily. Maybe humans can't really come up with viable solutions for it. Maybe they can. I don't know. I don't have time for that, frankly.
Right. Your whole point is we're facing a white genocide and a destruction of Western civilization. That should be the focal point.
And that is my point.
Hey, we'll be back on the other side of the break and maybe take a few calls on In Plain Sight.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Okay, welcome back. Endpoint Sight with the dynamic duo covering the news that is pertinent to you in the way that we do. And we're talking about climate change, Israeli spyware. We're going to segue on into the vaccines in both France and Germany, but we do have a caller, a much valued caller. There's one Dan from Washington.
Hey.
Hey, Dan. Welcome to the show.
I was doing some gardening and this weekend in the Seattle area, and this tree was probably 200 feet tall. The branch was about 6 inches around, and I just reached up and snapped it off. And if you look at the trees around there, probably the pine needle, I don't know if it means they're permanently dead, but the fir trees, all the pine trees, pretty much like 25% of them are brown, like they're pine needles and stuff. And, I am starting to think there is something to this HARP or some kind of engineering. We had 120 degree weather for a week in the Seattle area, which is really weird. And the past 2 years, I've been noticing they haven't put the fires out. It shows at least our incompetence of our government, where Russia and these other countries have way better firefighting equipment and they maintain their forests. But and then they'll use the fire to blame global warming and try to, pass their global warming agendas that way. But I don't know. I mean, I have seen chemtrails. I've been seeing that for years. I've taken pictures of them. And I've seen a lot of evidence that is real. And I know a guy that...
I have a question. I have a question about the chemtrails. So you see the trails. What's the evidence of the chem part of the trail?
Some of my pictures, it's kind of a pinkish haze, when the sun hits it. But mostly, because I was actually listening to Coast AM, and I heard about them, right? And then I was in eastern Oregon, and the next day I look up, and these planes are going over in a tic-tac-toe pattern. And the entire, it turns from a completely blue sky to a hazy white sky, like the entire sky turns gray after a couple hours, and it stays that way all day. And I've seen them do that.
So there's a lot of traffic. Around. You have a lot of traffic in downtown Burbank. We get smog in Burbank because there's a lot of traffic. When you get a lot of air traffic. Here's the thing. The rationale for the chemtrail is that they're somehow poisoning us.
Or weather modification. If you Google weatherman in Oregon, admits they're dropping chaff. He says it's chaff, and he was in the military, and he said that on his weather report on the news. And I think it's more weather modification, even though they have done experiments with dropping stuff on it, but I think it's more to darken sky.
Okay, so most people are talking about it as like they're poisoning us with the chemtrails, right? What are they spraying us with? They're spraying us with something. That's the whole the chemtrail narrative for 20 years or whatever. And, you know, Mike Rivero mentions fluoride in the water and then goes on to mention that nobody drinks it. But, you know, we've got food. They put all sorts of stuff that's bad for us in the food. So if you can put stuff in drinking water, which is in the tap, why would you spray stuff from 8 miles high that virtually none of it could conceivably go into people's bodies because you're spraying it 8 miles above their head? If you can do it in the water. But of course, if you can do it in the water, most of it goes down the toilet. Why would you want to be modifying people's behavior through the water if you can put stuff into the food that you know people are really going to eat? And then, they are putting weird stuff in the food. But if you can inject things right into their bodies in the form of a vaccine, isn't that the ultimate trump card? Why the heck would you need to spray stuff 8 miles high when you've got much better vehicles, much better vectors for getting chemicals into people's bodies?
Go
ahead. Well, real quick, there's a website I heard on rants today, geoengineeringwatch.org, and I think it's weather modification because they've seen the entire sky in Wyoming turn gray, you know, and there's not that many people there, and I think it's more weather. But go ahead, Jeremy.
I just wanted to play Coast to Coast advocate just for a moment. Coast to Coast is like the early, it's the proto Alex Jones broadcast. I've listened to it. But you know what? There's a little bit of truth in all of these conspiracies. The people that run our global government, they don't like us. They want to harm us. It would not surprise me if they are attempting to spray chemicals in the atmosphere and try to modify the weather in HAARP. It would not surprise me at all if that were verified. To what point is it effectual? That's the debatable point. Do they try? Possibly.
Yeah, especially when you see them pushing an agenda. Like, okay, there's a big fire in California, and the governor comes on, and he's like, we need to pass this carbon tax now. And it's like, well, why can't you just put out the fire, dude? You know, like, they have all these agendas. But I think it's, you know, it does seem like they're not putting the fires out. I mean, I've never seen it this bad. Go ahead. You know, I'm not saying for sure, but it's weird.
If there was a way of, like, getting chemicals into people's body through through jet fuel, but the jet fuel's burned 8 miles high. Well, why wouldn't you then, instead of putting it in jet fuel that's going to be burned 8 miles high, put it in gasoline that's going to be burned like all over the place?
Well, they did spray San Francisco, right? They've done experiments with spraying aerosol or viruses up in the air. That was declassified, right, over San Francisco and some other cities. I don't think it's necessarily viral.
Yeah, they were spraying. Yeah, I mean, they were spraying something. Was it secret when it was done? Wasn't it for supposedly for some sort of plant fungus or something? I recall that. But the thing is, I'm sorry. I know there are a lot of smart people who buy into the chemtrails 8 miles high, but they're actually injecting stuff into our bodies And, you know, we've got to keep... If they are spraying stuff 8 miles high, they're wasting their time.
And well,
if we're worrying about what's going on 8 miles high, we're wasting our time.
Right. Well, I mean, the weather thing and the global warming, right? I mean, you mentioned fluoride, and that was a, quote, conspiracy theory for years. And then, it's come out that it does lower your IQ and kind of pacify you and stuff. And I don't know.
And I'm probably the only person you know who actually drinks tap water. and it doesn't do anything to me.
Yeah, I don't
probably explains a lot.
As you twitch nervously.
Well, I mean, I am the boomer with the speech impediment.
All right, well, I'll let other callers get on. I just it is really weird up there, and I feel like the entire Northwest is about to explode because it's so dry. And and if it does, they're just going to let it burn it, I feel like. I don't know. They can't put out a fire anymore, so weird. But to what ends, I don't know. I don't know why. It's just more... But there's a lot of theories of why they're doing it, but I don't know.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of water that's wasted, you know, that flows into the sea that they could... contain and utilize in the regions of California and Arizona, and they don't utilize it. So, my position is that the people that are in charge of this globe do not care about us, and
right.
So nothing surprises me, and that's why these vaccines are no surprise. I mean, they're pushing this vaccine really big.
Oh yeah. It's real scary. I just watching, flipping through the channels on NPR and CNN and stuff. I've never seen anything like it. And the demonization of, they'll say these conspirators, the vaccine deniers or these fake news, and what are we going to do about it? Let's censor the web And they make a hateful. They hate Trump so much. They got these left wingers that usually might have been not for forced vaccines, but they hate Trump so much that they're like, we should start just calling them not. They hate Nazis so much. We'll call them vaccine Nazis. You know, that might work against them. Like they're starting to force it. You know, California and I'm afraid
there's your kosher. There's your kosher sandwich. I mean, because Trump went out of office pushing the vaccines.
Right.
And so, but a lot of conservatives and Trump voters are not taking the vaccine. Like their mentality is, well, you know, we don't care what Trump said about the vaccines. It's like they recognize that the same people pushing the vaccines are the same people that were pushing the mail-in ballots because of COVID, you know,
mm-hmm.
and they recognize that. So that's a white pill. That's a good white pill that, people understand that the COVID hoax was used to justify this fraudulent election. And so they're sort of looking past what Trump said, positive remarks about the vaccines, and they're understanding that this whole thing is something that transforms, you know, the globe on a societal and economical level.
And a lot of those people are waking up to the fake news, like Trump really did with the fake news thing. Now, so many people that were kind of normies are now realizing that, no, this is, it's not just biased news, it's fake. You know, it's just like this January 6th terror, it was the worst terror event in our country's history, or... But yeah, it's the statistics of this virus. If you look at the actual statistics, it's less. As far as I know, it's less harmful than the flu if you're under 70.
Yeah,
I mean, is that not true? And then if you're, it's like twice as bad as the flu if you're like in your 80s. So
yeah,
they can't get around that.
There's the data. you always have to take all this data with a grain of salt. But if you're going to take the data, that's exactly what it says. If you're under 70, it's less deadly than the flu, less dangerous than the flu. If you're a kid, it's not dangerous at all. It's less deadly than lightning strikes. The people, according to the official data, the people that it's dangerous to are easily identified. They're the very elderly and people with certain respiratory or, you know, obesity conditions, very easily identified. And, yeah. But, you know, and there's a lot of safety going on, for sure.
Oh, yeah. And then you see him push it, like even Alex Jones in that movie Endgame, you know, it was a conspiracy theory that we'd have these vaccine passports. And then here we go. They're locking Europe down, or, you know, France down. They want them to have the vaccine passport everywhere you go. They're going to push that here. I'm afraid to get my commercial driver's license. They'll just say, hey, since you travel around, you're a super spreader or whatever. And, you know, that's getting scary. And then Mitch McConnell came out and said, we need to get people vaccinated or we're going to, you know, I'm not going to fight any more lockdowns or anything. So you can see the conservatives kind of losing on purpose in a way. I can see that happening. So even though they're kind of pretending like they're anti-force vax, they'll, we'll see what happens.
Are they even that? Their constituents are anti-force vax, but
yeah, that's a great point. The conservatives are cucking like they always do. But hey, we got the call board just loaded up.
Thanks, guys. Have a good night.
Thanks, Dan.
Yeah, let's move on. We got Mark from Texas. Mark, welcome to the show.
Hey, dynamic duo.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
What's going on? Hey, I've been sorry. I'm making out with Catherine Zeta-Jones. Catherine. I mean, you got Melania. She's my number one pick. But, you know, you got to respect a bro's chick. Oh, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
All right. Anyway, I turned on, I got some good news. I turned on terrestrial radio this afternoon. Just listened to the callers. It was the Rick Roberts Show, WPAP, here in Dallas. It's 50,000 watts. And the callers sounded like RBN. Except for the JQ. So, whatever we're doing, we need to keep doing it because we're winning. I mean, these callers were on fire. So, anyway, I just wanted to give you a good report. I know you got other callers. So, have a great night. Thanks.
Thank you. Thanks for that update.
Hey, thanks, Mark. Appreciate it, bro. Always good to hear from Mark. My favorite planet is Uranus. Sarah from Montana.
Hey, Planet Hollywood sucks.
Hi.
Sarah, are you in Montana?
Yes, I am.
Oh.
I just wanted to bring out, I've been doing some wood harvesting myself the last few years, and I've noticed that the rings in the wood, the outer rings for the last, I was counting them now, 19, 20 years, are a different color than the inside. And kind of different looking, orange, rusty looking. And that's all I wanted to say.
Interesting.
Yeah, I thought so.
Climate change affecting the wood. That was what happened in the Little Ice Age.
Was it?
Yeah, no, yeah, we were talking about how in the Little Ice Age, with low solar activity and a couple of volcanic eruptions, Mount Krakatoa and so on, the wood that grew during that period was very dense. And so the Stradivarius instruments that were forged during that time had a very unique sound to them. And that's why they're very expensive mm-hmm. today because of the climate. And so you're pointing out phenomena in the wood today and how it grows, right?
Yeah, right. The outer last 20 years.
Wow.
I'm very not sure. It was a while, you know. Yeah, I think so. And I also see the tick, you know, the tic-tac-toe patterns here, and then the sky change from blue to gray. And it's not normally that way. It really just depends. And there's an application where you can look and see what the air traffic is overhead. And I just don't see them running in the green pattern.
Let's kick it to Patrick. You got something on this, Patrick?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I fly fairly often, and I look out the window, and I see other airplanes flying. And, you have the exhaust, and depends on, you know, your altitude and whatnot. The exhaust comes out. There is a lot of water in the exhaust. And so depending on the altitude, depending on the temperature, it's going to freeze into little crystallets and refract the light, and you'll see the streaks. I'm not an expert on it, but I've just watched these I've watched the trails form from inside the airplane. There's a lot of air traffic going back and forth, and Wyoming might seem like it's in the middle of nowhere, but it's also flyover country. There's a lot of east-west traffic, but depending on where you are, you can have plenty of north-south traffic, or, you've got southeast to northwest or southwest to northeast. I don't see any reason to be puzzled why there would be crisscrossing airline routes, just like I don't see any reason to be any puzzle in that in cities you've got, crisscrossing intersections. People are going different places.
Keep looking. Yeah, just keep watching. When I was in Vermont, I grew up and I was a sky watcher, and I didn't see anything that ever lasted and changed the sky from blue to gray. That was many years ago in the 60s, 70s, and early 80s. But, just keep watching. It's pretty amazing how it just changes the whole climate, right? Boom. Bright sun's gone. That's seems rather abrupt to me. All right, well, that's all I had to say. Thanks a lot.
Sarah. Appreciate the call. Let's go to James from Vancouver. James, last caller of the show.
Good evening, everybody. Here's a question for you. Can you give me the formula or equation in physics that relates physics to political science?
That's a Patrick question.
Oh, wow. There should be a fun answer to that. What would be the fun answer?
That would be the Boltzmann equation. Entropy is equal to Boltzmann's constant times the logarithm of all the microstates that are possible for that system. It also works for non-equilibrium systems as well.
Can you relate entropy to apathy?
Sorry?
Can you relate entropy to apathy, for instance?
Apathy? No, just human behavior, the behavior of a system, mm-hmm. which is not reversible, of course, because things that happen in the world are not reversible. And that little formula gives you an idea of how the Malthusians think, you see. By the way, I designed a system where satellites going over certain points in the Earth can induce earthquakes. I actually published it on the internet, and people look at it from time to time. That's another thing. So,
With earthquakes, for instance, there's an enormous amount of energy
in
an earthquake, an enormous amount of energy. And if the potential energy is there, you could have something be the trigger, just like in a gun. You've got all this potential chemical energy in the bullet. And then you've got a little bit of mechanical energy from the trigger. But you if you don't have that potential energy in the form of the gunpowder in the bullet, that gun's not going to do anything. And the same way, if you don't have that tectonic stress ready to ready to be triggered, then no earthquake machine's going to do anything, because the you need that energy.
All I got to do is get it to slip 1 millimeter, and it'll take it from there. Think of a bridge that you have wind blowing on it at a certain frequency, and then it begins to resonate. That's the trick. See what
Good
I mean?
Luck.
Sorry?
Good luck with it.
No, I don't think I'm going to get paid for it, but thanks anyway. You guys have a good
James. You too, James. We have the best callers in the world. Wow. Very, very big brain stuff. Sherry from Kansas, you have just a couple of seconds. Sherry, welcome to the show.
Yes, Jeremy. We were talking about wood. I want to tell you about an experience I had when I worked briefly as a painter's helper. And we were doing a remodel on an old two-story building that they had moved, and it was down in Texas, and getting a lot of heat in summertime, and they had us put build new screens and put solar shade on the south-facing windows. And this wood, we were using pine. And both the owner and his brother was a contractor, and it was raisin, it was grain kept raisin.
Hey, Sherry, we're at the end of the show. I apologize. We'll have to catch you on another show. Send us an email, patrickandjeremy@yahoo.com, patrickandjeremyshow@yahoo.com, and we'll address your statement. An email. You guys have a great night.
And you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.